Tens of thousands of fires in the Amazon continue to burn, and that's bad news for many animals, including birds. While much of the world watches in horror, over 4 million acres of rainforest in Brazil have burned as a result of a new focus on agriculture and development. Luke DeGroat is the avian research coordinator at Powdermill Nature Reserve in the Laurel Highlands, where they've been banding migrating birds for decades. I recently spoke with him about the impact these fires could be having on the birds that we see in our region.
Are there birds that come through our region which spend the winter or time in the Amazon?
Yes. There's a few that use the primary forest, the rainforest. Gray-cheeked thrushes. It's a member of the thrush family, like robins. It's a little bit smaller. It's not one you would probably commonly see. Veeries, and maybe one or two other species. Blackpoll warblers. And they would be spending the winter down there and migrating back through our region and heading north to the tundra in northern Canada.
The blackpoll warbler, I've heard a lot about that bird species. It's having some issues breeding. It has habitat problems here.
Both the blackpolls and the graycheeks, they're getting squeezed on the summer grounds because with climate change, the tundra is turning more into scrub. And so they have to find breeding habitat further and further north.
What time of year do these birds come through?
So they're going to be coming through soon. In September is when we're going to be getting most of both of those species as they return back towards the Amazon for the winter.
So how will the fires there possibly impact them?
So if there's less habitat for them to use in the wintering grounds, it can be harder for them to make it through the winter and then potentially return the following spring. Those two species are one of the few that would probably use what we might think of typically as the rainforest, that primary pristine habitat. They will also use secondary forests, and most of our migrants that are coming through will use the forest that is regrowing on the edge of the Amazon or even other types of habitats. And so they will travel often in mixed species flocks looking for insects and fruit to eat over the winter.
So there'd be less habitat for them, less places for them to look with the fires that are happening there.
Yeah, there certainly could be.
Birds are incredibly mobile. A lot of the animals that are in the Amazon are not going to be able to move as quickly. Talk a little bit about that in terms of environmental disasters and birds.
So for migrants, this isn't their breeding habitat, and they're a little more flexible on the wintering grounds. And so I mentioned that these are two species that can use the primary forest, but they can also use these other areas that might be growing back up. Now, if it's agriculture, then they have very little that they can eat. But they're more adaptable. The species that are in the Amazon rainforest and the primary forest are well adapted to occupy very narrow habitats. It could be at a particular height in that canopy that they find their best food.
And the tree canopy.
The tree canopy, yeah. And so if they're really well adapted to finding particular food resources. And the Amazon rainforest isn't adapted for succession, for the changeover that we have in North America, because they don't typically have these big fires and then regrow. If that habitat is removed, those bird species simply don't have a place that they can go to because they won't have the same food that they're looking for.
Mm. How concerned are you about what's happening in the Amazon?
I'm concerned. It's complicated because in some ways, this isn't a new problem. There, you know, certainly was a lot of awareness back in the 80s and 90s. I remember in high school, the Save the Rainforest campaign. Now there's been more interest in developing it. So there's been a tremendous loss. And when you look at it on that big scale, this specific round of fires, I think it's great that it's raising awareness that this is a continuing problem and that it should be addressed. And there is a concern among the scientific community that if we lose too much of the rainforest, we could reach this tipping point where it becomes more of a savanna because the rainforest generates its own rain through the tree respiration. And so if you lose too much of that natural process, it breaks down.
Deforestation is happening in Brazil to make way for agriculture primarily in a lot of these cases, which has caused these fires. But deforestation is happening in other places in the world, too. How does it impact bird species and their ecosystems?
Yeah, habitat loss is the greatest threat that birds face, whether it's on the wintering habitat and the breeding grounds through climate change or simply deforestation. If we're logging more of the boreal forest and there's less boreal forest for these birds to go to, In the East, we've actually become more reforested in many areas. So in the 1800s, we went through this development period where we extracted a lot of resources. We had a lot of small-scale agriculture, and there are areas in New England that are more forested than they were maybe 100 years ago. A lot of forest habitats are preserved through national forests and national parks. It becomes more the activity and fragmentation that can be a bigger issue. So if we put in more roads to extract the logs, if we're putting in roads to frack, that fragmentation can be harmful for a lot of species. So it's not necessarily the loss of total forest, but how we use the landscape. Because in North America, a lot of areas are adapted to this cycle of fire and then reburning. There are species that require pristine forest, but there's also species that require that habitat that is growing back up. And many of those species have had the most precipitous declines because if we aren't managing the landscape for those habitats, they may not happen on their own, especially if we're suppressing fire. It's the accumulation of all these threats that's an issue. And it isn't just habitat loss. There are other threats as well, but habitat loss is certainly the greatest threat that birds face.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Luke DeGroat is the Avian Research Coordinator at Powder Mill Nature Reserve, which is part of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple.